Hi guys, how are you? Good afternoon, though. I'm literally just getting out of bed, like, madder. Okay, so first things first, I want to say to you that I miss you. I miss, you know, being on radio, putting a big bright smile on your face like I used to do every day on my show, but things have evolved, and things evolving includes me now being here on my podcast. So I'm going to try my best to update you on how my journey is like right now and any new thing that, you know, is happening for the brand VN007. I will put on here on the podcast almost every other day. So having said that, yesterday, hey Matthew, what's up now? A dog hug leak. Okay, I cannot pronounce his name to save myself. But he did ask me, like, okay, Vian, so what did you do yesterday, Thursday, your first day away from radio? And I was like, man, miracles happen to me. Like, I promised to share the story, so let me just share the story real quick so I can, you know, leave it on here for you. So yesterday, my first day, I woke up still at the same time that I usually wake up on the days that I have to go to work. I just feel you don't just let go of habits like that easily. But what I did, I woke up and I told myself, today I am going to secure, well, not just the bag, my national identity card. So I got up, called a family friend that works there at the NIMC, and put a call through to Casey, put a call through to Lazim, Mr. Yamgo, because, you know, they have theirs already sorted out. So I'm like, hey, let me just try and sort mine out. And then I did. And happily, I did get it. Now, I did not only get that. See, you know when for the very first time you're like, yo, I know they work again. You have to, like, start to calculate, think of, okay, so what am I going to do now? Think of food. So the very first thing that came to my head is food. Listen, when you are alone, food is like the go-to thing, but not too much. You need to eat in moderation because you need to also save money. So what I did, I drafted out a list of things that I know I would need for the house for maybe like a month or three. And I, you know, basically went out. But the blessing that came with yesterday, Thursday, was the fact that I ordered a Taxify ride and some guy picked me up. His name is Biggie Biggie, because that was what popped up on the Truecaller. And for some reason, I just vibed with the Taxify guy. You know, he picked me, and usually I'm one not to always, you know, start a conversation or want to chit-chat in a Taxify ride. But for some reason, he was just cool, calm, collected. And I'm like, yo, let me loosen up. After all, the VN on radio. I'm now the VN007, the brand. So just free yourself. And we got chatting and all. And, you know, he was listening to another radio station. I made him change the dial to, you know, the previous one I was at. So, and we were just in. And at the time, I had placed a call to Casey. And Casey was like, Vian, I miss you. And I'm like, I miss you too, baby. And then when I got off the call, he's like, oh, your colleague, like, I don't get, like, you don't work there anymore. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't. And then he's like, man, life goes on. I'm like, yeah. But the guy had, you know, some inspirational words to share with me. He shared his story on how he used to work somewhere in a bank and he left everything and he's running his Uber P. Like, you'll be amazed how educated these drivers are that are on the road. So listen, word of advice, if you enter a taxi, please treat the taxi men with respect. Yeah, some of them are stupid, but you see, it's the ones that treat you with respect, treat them with respect. Even if they don't treat you with respect, still, you know, be kind. That guy ended up being my chauffeur for the whole day, guys. The whole freaking day. He took me to where I was headed. He took me to the mall, the Ikeja City Mall, to go shop for the house. He took me to the market to shop. Oh, yeah. And then I kind of, like, you know, had malaria through this week before my exit. So I've been, you know, going to the hospital, taking injections. I'm still turning up on air. Nobody even knows that VL has been treating malaria while on radio all this week. But anyway, like, he even took me to the hospital. I got my shots and everything. He took me to my house. Fun fact is, our very first trip was, what, 600 naira when we got to the NIMC office. And he ended the trip. This guy didn't take the money. And he didn't take the money for the whole trip, the whole day. Like, talk about Christmas miracles happening. I used to preach this on air, and then I used to be, you know, like pro happiness and helping people. I never kind of like felt, maybe my first day out of a job or work, I would, you know, experience everything I am about. Love, kindness, being kind to one another. And it just goes to show that God does not sleep and God takes care of his own, period. Because, man, the money I've paid that yesterday, see, hey, I've paid through my nose by force. I mean, I know they calculate on my 1 cent. So that was what happened yesterday. So Matthew, I hope now that I've been able to answer what the blessing was that I was trying to share on Twitter. And I promised to drop it today, 2 p.m. And I just did that. There's a whole lot more coming on my podcast. This is me, VN007. I've decided that that's what I'm going to call it because it's more or less like a journal of me putting my story out there. I'm a blogger as well, so I can blog about my story. I can use my Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, but then I can also use my voice. Yes, because I know y'all are glued to it, so I'm never going to take that away from you, okay? All right, so that happened yesterday. When next will I update you? Just make sure you're checking out my podcast. This is me, VN007. Find me everywhere on social media at VN007. Be kind to one another. It's not going to cost you anything. I'll talk to you soon. Laters. Mwah.